Hello again there, folks. So I wanted to do a quick video and share some thoughts on the new term that's going around, the big new term that everybody's using to describe what's been going on for the last few years called mass formation psychosis. And it caught on recently when Robert Malone did a well-known and sort of received podcast on the Joe Rogan show. And his sort of explanation of what had been going on. He's been paying attention to the way the masses of the people have been responding to the pandemic and all of this. And he said what was actually going on was a psychological thing called mass formation psychosis. Now, it's probably an unpopular take, but I don't actually like these appeals to psychology, and especially not mass psychology. Because I find more often than not, it's a way of that liberalism deals with things which it has difficulty with. Where if something is an event has happened or there's behaviour in human nature which is outside of the liberal norms, then they always seem to come up with some term, some new phobia or some new ism, which will pathologize it and put it in a box, and then it's as if it's a special thing, and then they can get back to normal again. So the liberal center doesn't have to worry about it too much. I mean, if you look at the way something like political correctness functions, like the idea that ethnocentrism among Europeans is like perfectly natural and normal and healthy, that's gone straight out. That is regarded as a severe crime and borderline mental illness. Mainly because of the kind of the new left, the so-called march through the institutions and all of that. But then you see so it's something which is perfectly normal in all other people, but it's been pathologized in Europeans. And it is, in a way, like illiberal, because it doesn't it comes from a much more kind of basic evolutionary place rather than the liberal thinking. And you see that when they've done it with issues regarding sex and all these different things, and they get pathologized, they get called phobias. And so I've been aware of this for a long time, and I've become very, very suspicious of when I see a new kind of psychiatric term, a new term of psychology being brought out to describe things, because more often than not, it's just a way of liberals kind of make excuses for things that they can't explain very well. And so when you look at this what's been happening in the last couple of years or so, the idea is that people aren't, so we have to actually have a look at what liberalism is based around. And it's based around the idea that the individual will be objective and rational, they will think and act like an individual, and they'll not get carried along with the herd, with the mass. And when that happens, of course, we've seen it before. Like it's an event of mass hysteria is another term that they coined to explain this. But in each case, it's to explain away the problem of people not behaving in a liberal manner, which hasn't been the case for the last few years. But my problem with it is that it's the assumption that they should have behaved that way in the first place. So if you have another take on it, because if you look at some people who are just genuine liberals, like say Joe Rogan or Robert Malone, and they are trying to explain away the bizarre behaviour of people for the last, from their perspective, from the last few years, and because it isn't liberal. And so if you have more of a reactionary view on all of this, then you look at it from a different perspective, because there's people in the dissident right who've also been paying close attention to what's been happening over the last few years. And the takeaway there is something quite different, because there was always this suspicion of the masses. And we had, let's say, the NPC meme, which was a non-player character of a computer game, which just wanders around repeating itself over and over again. It doesn't have any agency. I mean, memes have a habit of coming and going, and they kind of they've got a certain shelf life and then they disappear. But NPC memes stuck around, and I think it's because it said something about the human condition that people were kind of grasped, but because of the because life was kind of settled, it didn't have a chance to really shine. We didn't get put through some extraordinary circumstances where we could see it play out in real time. Though some people did when they were looking at other more politically incorrect issues of the day. They noticed this trend of the masses to just go along with it, especially when people were engaged in like so-called red-pilling the normies, which seemed to be like this thankless task. And the NPC meme went some way to understand why that was the case. But then you look at what's happened in the past few years, and we can see that it came back with a bit of a bang. It didn't die off like other memes did. And so in a way, you can see that the idea of mass formation psychosis is a different way of kind of explaining how compliant people are. But they've had to invent this psychological term. Another thing they'll do is always use 1930s Germany as an example of where this happened. So, I mean, the actual description of it was becomes decoupled from each other and has a free-floating anxiety in a sense that things don't make sense. And then their attention gets focused by a leader or series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis. So in this framing, the masses have been hypnotized by fear and by anxiety, by the television, by the leaders. And then they say they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. They will follow that person. It doesn't matter whether they lie to them or whatever. The data are irrelevant. So you can see here, I mean, when he says the data are irrelevant, what the problem that they've got is that the people aren't behaving in a rational way. They're not looking at the evidence. They're not looking at, they're not being objective. They're not thinking like individuals. All of these things, which is like the baseline liberal assumption about how people are. And so you can see the problem here is that more and more, it's as if the liberal description of people doesn't work, so they have to invent these kind of psychological terms to describe the phenomena. But the problem is, when you look back across history, like they'll always use 1930s Germany as their kind of default. But at the same time, like the same applies to organized religion. So then you can say it was something like organized religion, a mass formation psychosis. Is it the case that like almost all of the history of humanity has been some kind of psychosis or some kind of where something which can be designated as a psychological ailment, some kind of hysteria? All of religion and all of the people who believed and went to the church. And indeed, written into that, you can see why over the centuries, liberalism has launched endless attacks upon Christianity and belief in Europe. But then you can say, well, because they will again and again come back to, say, 1930s Germany. But what about then the other, in whether it's World War One or World War Two? Of course, there was multiple countries at war with each other. So was it more rational for the British soldier to go to war in World War One than the Germans? Or were they not all equal? They were all going in on this patriotic fervour. None of it was really based in any kind of objectivism or rationalism or individuality or anything like that. So even though it always gets kind of levelled at the Germans in the 1930s, the same can be said for all of the countries that were at war with each other. I mean, that's more controversial for YouTube, of course. But another example would be in Russia and the Soviet Union when Joseph Stalin died. So Joseph Stalin is this, from a liberal perspective, this horrible, murdering, psychotic. There's tens of millions dead. You've got the gulags. But then when Stalin dies, or was murdered, depending on your take of it, when Stalin dies, the tens of millions of people across Russia are absolutely heartbroken, and then they come out and mourn him. And so once again, you would have to say, well, is this another psychological illness? Is this another mass formation psychosis or mass hysteria? Is it, in other words, is it out of the ordinary? And it seems to me that what all of this amounts to is that the liberal understanding of human nature is flawed, and they have to keep coming up with all of these psychological terms to explain all of these flaws away. is it not the reality when we look at the last couple of years and we look at how the masses have behaved? Is it not that in actual fact, they will just do what they're told? That people won't think rationally, they won't think objectively, they won't study the evidence, they won't behave like individuals, they will obey authority and power, and the man on the television will tell them to do something and they'll just do it. It's as simple as that. So we can even break it down a little way further and we can say for the most part the masses will just go along and do what they're told without thinking about it. They will obey for authority. Power. And then you can say, well, there's a small clique also involved with that, which we would think of as the shit libs, and they will act as the enforcers. So they know that when the power structure wants something done, they will enforce that because they're never going to lose, and it also gives them a chance to punch down, bully people, harass people. So power is going to attract, like, in these circumstances, the more psychotic elements to it. And then you'll actually have maybe 10 or 15, 20% of people who actually will think for themselves and think objectively. So then the kind of what would pass as the liberal contingent of the population is actually very small, and the masses just won't think about it at all. And then you've got another clique who just like the power trip that it all gives them. And so this, to me, is a more realistic understanding of the human condition. Because when I look around on my day-to-day life, the fact is the normies aren't actually behaving as if they're in this kind of frenzy. They're not really like out there in this mass psychosis. They're actually just doing what they've been told. I mean, there's one woman in my street. I haven't seen her face for like a year and a half. And it's because of the mask. And that may seem like absurd and ridiculous. But like at the same time, she is just doing what she's been told to do. And if you accept that as the human norm, it isn't actually a psychological illness. It isn't actually this mass hysteria. It's just that people will obey authority and obey power. And if that's the norm, if that's your baseline, I think you can make more sense of things and what you can by kind of this liberal mechanism where everything has to become some sort of scientific medical explanation. The problem is, though, that the idea that people will just blindly obey power and authority is anathema to liberalism. You can see, just we've got this idea of liberal democracy where the idea is that the politicians serve us, which is clearly ridiculous. And all you've got to do is look at the last 2 years to kind of see that in clear sight. But I think it's also hardwired into the human condition. If you go all the way back to a primitive tribal village, and you've got a chieftain there, he is going to have to lay down the law and people are going to have to obey. If everything has to go through a committee and if everybody is just doing whatever they want and everybody's got like this free will and everybody has a different opinion, you can see that such a village would just collapse in on itself very quickly. In the same way that in Western societies, if everybody actually was thinking independently, it would be completely chaotic. So liberalism again and again plays this kind of deceitful shell game where the real situation is sort of hidden behind a curtain. It's where the politicians pretend to be your servants, where they're just dictators, really. Policy is supposed to happen bottom up, so that the people decide on what the policy is and it filters its way up. People decide based on their own rationalism and their own reason, looking at the facts. They then express a vote, which is political power, and all of this wafts upwards into this elected body who then do what they have been told by the populace. Like, that's just complete and utter fantasy. If that was the case, then the last 2 years wouldn't have been possible. And it's hardwired into people to obey authority and to obey power, for the most part, at least. But when this kind of unfortunate fact comes to the fore in the way that it does, I think that's why, to explain this away, a liberal mind, a true liberal, will have to put all of that into a sort of box with a little badge on it saying, well, this is what happened. This is what happened in when Stalin died. This is what happened when because of religions. This is what happened in 1930s Germany. So instead of being like a normal part of the human condition, they get these special stickers slapped on them, which is a way for the liberal center to explain things which have happened throughout history which aren't actually very liberal. The problem is that is the norm and not liberalism itself. That's why they've got to come up with these kind of coping mechanisms. I mean, you can present your radical ideas and your radical politics and radical facts towards, let's say, the masses, the normies, and they can't refute them. They can't actually refute these facts that you're giving them about certain issues, whatever it happens to be. But they will still reject them anyway because the man on the television tells them something else. There's that thing where feelings don't care about your facts. That's actually really true. And what you'll find is that it when you say, well, why is it they'll trust the man on the TV and not my facts from this website that I've got or this YouTube video? The fact is, it isn't just that it's the man on the television. It's that the man on the television represents an institution. He represents authority. He represents a legitimate power source that they look up to. And so whatever he says will override and annul what you've already presented. So this is like a really uphill struggle. And it's a harsh and like sort of realist way of looking at things. But it's possible that if we can kind of dispel all of these, if we kind of get to grips with this, it radically changes how you're going to look at politics and power, which is top down rather than bottom up. And so when you accept that it's top down, you don't have to then come up with all of these like psychological explanations with what's going on, because all that's really happening is that people are just obeying authority and obeying power. And that's always been the case. And it's a standard feature of the human condition and human nature throughout history. So that's just my thoughts on that. I'll catch you later, folks.